From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting conflicting reports about a Taliban leader. The Afghan Taliban is rejecting reports that fugitive Taliban chief Mullah Omar is dead. A Taliban spokesman contacted by VOA insisted that the group's leader is very much alive, and the rumors of his death are aimed at drawing the reclusive leader out of hiding. Sources with knowledge of the Afghan peace process also dismissed reports of Omar's death, suggesting they're aimed at derailing the second round of talks planned to take place in Pakistan later this week. Also in Pakistan, authorities said Wednesday, police killed the leader of a militant group accused of killing hundreds of Shiites. Officers were transporting Malik Ishaq early Wednesday when the convoy came under attack. Ishaq and his two sons and 11 others died during a shootout with police. Six policemen were also injured. North Korea has indicated it may be planning new ballistic missile tests, this just hours after it has said it has no interest in dialogue over its own nuclear weapons. When asked Tuesday about a possible test, North Korea's UN ambassador Jang Il-han told reporters,
"We will not give up our nuclear weapons, and the mission of our nuclear forces will never change as long as the hostile policy of the United States remains intact."
Earlier Tuesday, North Korea's ambassador to China, Ji Jae-ryong, said the North has no interest at all in dialogue for unilaterally freezing or giving up nukes. You're listening to VOA News. Eurotunnel, the company operating the tunnel between France and England, says it has blocked more than 37,000 migrants trying to cross illegally from continental Europe into Britain since the beginning of the year. Authorities in the northern French city of Calais said Wednesday that during the overnight hours they counted another 1,500 migrants who've tried to enter the Eurotunnel in hopes of reaching Britain. British Home Secretary Theresa May said her government will put up an additional $10.8 million to help France secure the tunnel site.
"What I can say to people is that the UK and French governments are working closely together to deal with this issue, but ultimately, if we are going to be able to deal with this, we need to ensure we break the link so that migrants are not making this journey, they are not coming into Europe, and they're not coming up to Calais. That means working together to be able to return migrants to West Africa and other parts of Africa, and it means working together and with others to break the criminal gangs, the people smugglers who are making a profit out of human misery."
As many as 10,000 migrants from Africa, the Middle East, and beyond are living in squalid encampments in and near Calais. Lawyers for convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard said Tuesday that U.S. officials have decided to free him in November after 30 years in a federal prison. The Justice Department's Parole Commission granted Pollard his release after federal authorities raised no objections and said they do not believe he will commit more crimes. Former Israeli Prime Minister Shimon Peres expressed his gratitude.
"I would like to express my appreciation for the decision to release Pollard from his prison. It's a very moving decision, both personally and otherwise."
Pollard was sentenced to life in prison for turning over suitcases of military secrets to Israel, including details on U.S. intelligence, weapons, and radar jamming equipment in the Middle East. Turkey carried out more airstrikes overnight against Kurdish rebels, the prime minister's office said Wednesday. This while the country's parliament prepared to hold a special session to debate the military's campaign against Kurdish fighters and Islamic State militants. The airstrikes targeted six Kurdistan Workers Party, PKK, locations in southeastern Turkey and northern Iraq. The statement also said authorities had detained more than 1,300 people inside Turkey in raids against suspected members of the PKK, the Islamic State, and other militant groups. Meanwhile, Turkey's president is meeting top officials in China to strengthen ties that have been strained over the delayed sale of a Chinese missile system and Beijing's treatment of its Turkic-speaking Uyghur minority. After landing in Beijing Wednesday, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met Chinese Prime Minister Li Keqiang and is also expected to meet with President Xi Jinping. You're listening to VOA News. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.